I was thinking about my dad a little bit today, too. I tell you about him once in a while. When I think about my dad, I think about the versions of him that I've known over the years. These days, he's baffled and he's angry and he's needy. He's been that to various degrees for a while now. My mom whispered to me a few weeks ago. She said, "This is not your father, John. Don't let people think this is your dad." If you ask me what my dad is like, I would say when. My earliest memory of my dad is this 6'4" Air Force officer who I once told a woman was 10 feet tall. And she laughed at that. And she said, "He must look like that to you." But I knew how long 12 inches was, and I was perplexed at her reaction. I really thought my dad was about 10 feet tall. He made considerable effort to help me make and print a resume when I went looking for my first radio job. And when my voice over the airwaves emanated from a place too far from home, he ran a copper wire across the roof of the house, hoping to pull in the distant signal. On Father's Day, I think we think about our dads, and I am reminded that people evolve, they age, they are the same person, but there are also many versions of those people. On this Father's Day weekend, I invite you to think about that best version, or to be that best version, to learn from our failings and appreciate the things that our parents did provide. My mother recently whispered to me, "Don't let them think that this is your father." But that is my dad, just not the only memory of him I will have. My dad was once 10 feet tall.